It is often said that religion is a snare and a racket. And why? Religion had its origin with Satan, who employed religion to reproach Jehovah, the Almighty God. Religion was first organized with Nimrod as leader, and he was the one whom the people were taught to worship, and that was done in defiance of God. The original inhabitants of Canaan were devil worshippers. God sent his chosen people, the Israelites, to inhabit that land, and in order to safeguard them from religion, God commanded that the Israelites should worship him alone and not worship another. His command to the Israelites concerning religion informed them that religion would turn them away from God and lead them into destruction. And then he added these words, quote, "Neither shalt thou serve their religious gods, for that will be a snare unto thee." Again, God said to his chosen people whom he had brought into Canaan, "And ye shall make no league with the inhabitants of this land. Their God shall be a snare unto you." The Israelites fell under the influence of religion, became ensnared in worship idols, and concerning this it is written in the Psalms, "And they served other idols which were a snare unto them." When Jesus came, the clergy of the Israelites had adopted and were practicing religion instead of the true worship of God, and Jesus told them that by so doing they had made void God's word and prevented the common people from hearing the truth. Those clergymen claimed to be serving God, but Jesus told them in plain words that they were serving the devil. The clergy had caused the Jewish nation to be ensnared by religion. Even Saul, afterwards called Paul the Apostle, was caught in that snare. And when he learned the truth, he became a Christian. Paul wrote to the Christians these words, "For ye have heard of my life course in times past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it." Furthermore, he stated, when before King Agrippa charged with the crime of serving Christ, "Those who knew me from the beginning, if they would testify to the truth, would know that after the most straitest sect of our religion, I lived a Pharisee." There are many religions, all of which tend to turn the people away from the true Almighty God. Because religion is wrong does not mean that the many people who ignorantly practice religion are bad. For instance, the Democratic Party says that the principles of the Republican Party are bad. That does not mean that all Republicans are bad. Religion is wrong and a snare because it deceives the people. But that does not mean that all who follow religion are willingly bad. Religion is a racket because it has long been used and is still used to extract money from the people upon the theory and promise that the paying over of money to a priest will serve to relieve the party paying from punishment after death and further ensure his salvation. Surely Almighty God is not a party to granting favors upon a money consideration. A small number of men lead in religion and extract money from the great masses who ignorantly pay out their money and receive nothing in return. That is the worst kind of racket. Christianity means to follow exactly in the footsteps of Christ Jesus by believing and teaching the Bible, the Word of God, and which is given for the instruction of all people who love righteousness. The books entitled Enemies and Salvation show the clear distinction between religion and Christianity and aid all sincere persons to choose the right way. By means of religion, the scriptures say that men pretend to worship God with their mouths, but their heart is far removed from him. Those who practice Christianity worship God in spirit and in truth. Religion leads men to destruction. Christianity is the way to salvation and life everlasting. The truth is placed before the people that they may have the opportunity to choose which they desire, religion with death or Christianity and life.